For today's In Touch, I talked to Richard Young, Washington County Ambulance Director, about emergency medical services during this EMS week. Young has been with Washington County Ambulance since 1999. What made you initially want to get involved with the ambulance?
Well, I first originally started down in Lee County, and that was in 1986.
What was the driving force? Do you have family involved
nope.
in something like this?
Nope. Decided to have a career change and wanted to do this. That's when I went to start going to school for that.
Were you an ambulance driver? Were you in the back?
None of us are really drivers. That's a myth. We all either have to be EMTs or paramedics. And sometimes some people, we take turn driving. So you're either an EMT, which is the first level that you have to have to work on for the service. And it's about a little over 400 hours of training. And then to become a paramedic, you go to like Kirkwood Community College. It's an associate's degree program, so like a two-year program. Or you can go to the University of Iowa and do an accelerated program, which is 6 months, but that's full-time every day for 6 months.
How does the experience differ between an EMT and a paramedic?
EMT is allowed to do basic treatment of the patient, like bandaging, putting on oxygen, stop bleeding, things like that, splinting. Paramedic, we're allowed to start IVs and give the patient medications. And that's a lot of the main things, two main things that we're allowed to do.
During the course of your training, what do they focus on?
They start out at the very basics and go all the way through all medical problems that we might see, plus trauma, cardiac arrest patients to severe trauma patients, diabetes, diabetic patients, you know, just about anything that you would see in the hospital, we would see out in the field.
Does that kind of weed people out, or do most people who go into a program like that know what to expect or are preparing themselves for that?
It does weed some people out. They once get into it and they find out that they don't necessarily like doing it after they've started. One thing that we've started doing lately is with the high school, some of the high school students will come to a ride-along program, and that's through Kirkwood also to find out if they would like to do this. And we have had some students decide this is not what they want to do, so then they don't go to college and spend that money to find out that they didn't like it. And then we have other ones that have done it and like it, and then they have went on and got their paramedics.
Do you think that's pretty important to get into the high schools and tell them that this is an option for a career, and then also give them an idea of what it actually involves?
Yes, it is, because if we don't continuously keep getting new people in EMS, you think about it, in the county, we have first responder groups in every city, except for Washington. Washington doesn't have a first responder group itself, but every other service does, and we have trained people in all those communities. So, and they volunteer, which helps out the local communities. And they're trained, some of them, at the EMR, which is the old first responder. That's about a 40-hour training. And throughout some of the different communities, they have people all the way up to paramedic volunteering to help out their local communities before the ambulance gets there.
And before they actually put you on a shift or on a call, do you have to go on ride-alongs before you can do something like that?
Yes, we have on-the-job training for new people. And then there's a list of things they have to do. It's about 3 pages long, which is quite a bit. And usually it's about a 6-week to 8-week ride-along period of what you have to learn to do to actually work on your own. And if it's a brand new paramedic, we still won't just put them out there by themselves. We'll schedule them with another paramedic, because it's a lot of responsibility being a paramedic.
That was my conversation with Washington County Ambulance Director Richard Young. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.